Hello, Nisha. This is Shannon. We spoke earlier today.
Yeah.
And we're joined also by Kristen and Emmy. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great.
We were saying earlier you had anticipated another raid from the police this morning.
Yep. At 4:20 this morning, what happened is that we had, I think it was what you would call like a practice drill, you know, just to show the people that have come to support us, you know, just to give them, like, you know, a life experience of what happened, you know. And that's what happened, is that we woke everybody up at 4:20 in the morning, where everybody gathered around the fire so we can, like, you know, talk about, you know, like the exact, you know, like, you know, what happened.
Mm-hmm.
To like the minute per minute, and, you know, like what happened to each person. So we were pretty much going through that, and then
talking about what had happened previously, or what you might expect.
The morning before, we were talking about, you know, what happened. On how, like, you know, the OPP came in and attacked us. There was only 6 of us that were able to, like, you know, make the grand escape, and I happened to be one of them. And
tell me a bit more about that. What happened to you?
What happened to me was that I stayed awake till, like, you know, 3 o'clock in the morning. And I stayed awake till 3 o'clock in the morning around Sacred Fire, and then I decided to go to crash out there. I crashed out in one of my friend's vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
And around 4:20 in the morning, all we heard was, they're here, the OPP's here. So we just floored it to the back, you know, because, like, we don't really know what kind of consequences we're going to, like, you know, like, go through and whatnot. But we just, like, you know, floored it to the back of the, back to the bush line. And we just, you know, like, ran through the bush and ran through the land, hopped the fences. And that's what happened, you know. And then, but in the meanwhile, what we were doing is that, we were actually, you know, calling for help, because I had my cell phone on me, and we were just calling everywhere like crazy, you know, like calling people, you know, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, telling them, you know, they're here, we're under attack, you know, like call who you got to call. And
you said you were under attack. Were the police armed?
Yes, they were. They were. They had, we actually have video footage of them holding, you know, like guns. They were pointing at the people. We had them. We have pictures of them. Like, we actually have, like, you know, an actual live footage of the OPP on how they came in and, you know, tried to, like, you know, push us around, and how they tried to, you know, manipulate us to, like, you know, submitting ourselves to the ground. And a lot of us, you know, got, you know, shot with stun guns. And so I guess everybody has their own life experience, you know, to, like, how they were treated and how, like, what happened to them.
Mm-hmm.
But myself, you know, it's like I had to, like, actually, you know, crawl on the land, you know, on our land to escape, you know, the enemy, which was, you know, the OPP, which were sent by the federal or provincial government. So it was pretty hurtful, you know, to see that, you know, somebody actually okayed this and actually, you know, pushed us through. So that's, I think that was the biggest, you know, like, downfall of what's happening between the relationships between, you know, Indigenous people and the government of Canada.
What is it? What's the mood like now?
We're at peace. You
yes.
know, we're still at peace. We are still under red alert right now, because there is talk that the RCMP are in the areas, and we're just around the block. And
you said,
so we're just, eh?
You said earlier you'd had this violent confrontation with the police, but also a few days later, you're standing in line, and there's a cop in the same lineup of Tim Hortons.
Oh, yeah. I went to Tim Hortons this morning, and there was a woman OPP, and there was me, you know, and I'm wearing, like, you know, like, one of my, you know, I was wearing my Unity hat, my baseball hat, and I was also wearing, what do you call this? Keffiyeh. So I walked into Tim Hortons, like, you know, like that. And, like, the woman OPP, like, we were, like, standing side by side. And she actually wanted me to go ahead of her, but I told her, you know, no, you go ahead. So, I mean, like, it was pretty, you know, like, unusual to have myself and a female OPP standing side by side ordering a Tim Hortons coffee.
Somehow I don't think that Tim Hortons is going to make a commercial about that. But they should.
They should, man. Like, you know. And it was weird, you know, because I'm pretty sure she was looking at me and I was looking at her, but there was no animosity. It was just more like, we're two women.
Mm-hmm.
We both have our roles in our lifetime. You know, my role is to stand with our people, stand for the land, and, you know, protect our people. And her, you know, she has her own job to, you know, protect the people and, you know, protect, you know, the community. But it was like the yin-yang of both worlds, you know what I mean?
Yes. Have you been seeing any of the mainstream coverage of what's been going on, and what's your impression of that?
I've seen some articles that have been written about us, and a lot of it is great. You know, a lot of it is positive, but a lot of it has been detoured from the truth to a surreal, you know, like...
How so?
You know, yeah.
What truth are they missing there, you feel?
Eh?
What truth are they missing? What stories are they not telling? What angle is missing there from this?
I think they're focusing on the badness, you know what I mean?
On the violence, yeah.
Because there's more good than bad, and I think the media should, you know, quit editing, you know, the actual words that, you know, like, we're speaking, because, like, when we speak from the heart, and you can't really, you know, like, take that and then, you know, crush it up and recycle it, you know, like, put it back out there, because it becomes fake after a while.
Yes. What is the good that they're missing? What is the good message?
The good message is that we're doing this, you know, collectively. We're doing this, you know, peacefully. We're doing this, you know, from the heart. We're doing this, you know, to ensure the continuation of our unborn generation. And that's one of the biggest, you know, key issues here, is that, you know, we're not doing this for ourselves. We're not doing this for 50 minutes of fame. We're doing this because, you know, we have this passion for the land. We have this passion for all generations, you know. Like, it's not just about, you know, our people. It's about the people, you know, of Toronto. It's about the people of different areas, because, you know, like, the land is, like, pretty much the only thing that, you know, we all have, you know, to share. You know, like, the water that flows to Toronto, you know, that's the waterways that, you know, that we live on, you know, that we fish out of, that, you know, our animals, you know, need to exist. And, you know, could you imagine if Toronto, you know, like, they ran out of water, you know, if they couldn't flush their toilets, if they couldn't, you know, like, brush their teeth in the morning, if they couldn't take their morning shower. You know, I mean, and that's what's happening in Caledonia, you know, like, in Six Nations. Like, you know, their water is so contaminated that they can't even, like, you know, they don't even want to take a shower. You know, I've been out here for, like, I think almost 7 weeks, and, you know, taking a shower, it makes my skin really itchy, it makes it really dry, and you have to drink out of a bottle of water. So, I mean, it's just, like, the reality that, you know, like, this world is starting to collide, you know, like...
Nisha, are you there now?
Right now, I'm cruising around.
Are you?
I'm cruising around, I'm checking out the OPP, like, where they're at. We took a spin to the Unity School on Unity Street there in Caledonia. And there's probably, like, what, 50 OPPs out there, and a lot of vehicles that are, like, just normal vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
If you drive up and down Highway 6, you'll see, like, you know, OPPs, like, you know, just all over.
And the
and
the site itself, Caledonia, what does that look like if you're there?
There's it's just a normal flow, you know, a normal Sunday afternoon,
mm-hmm.
you know, just people all over. And there's three OPPs actually at the front lines. And there's, there's pretty much OPPs just everywhere. But we haven't seen an RCMP yet.
I see in a lot of the mainstream coverage, it seems very male-centered, and yet there are women there, correct?
Oh, yeah, we're here.
Yes. There's been a discussion... there's been a meeting between the government and Six Nations. What's been the outcome of that? Are you optimistic about it?
Well, I guess they had a meeting with Gwen Boniface. Like, she's like the commissioner chief of the Ontario Provincial Police, who is based in Orillia, Ontario, 77 Memorial Avenue, mm-hmm. hint, hint. And she is also the woman that pretty much has the pull to, you know, to ask the OPP to step down. And she did mention in the meeting that they had with the people of the people here, that she was going to ask the OPP to step down. But she has no control in regards to the RCMP, because the RCMP, like, they have their own people to answer to, and that would be, like, you know, the federal government. And I guess the federal government, they want us out. But, you know, like, what are they going to do? They're going to deport us next? You know what I mean? Where are they going to send us next? The moon?
We're going to have to wrap up, but before we go, Kristen wanted to ask you a question.
Hey there, Nisha. We hear about the clan mothers and the mm-hmm. importance that they have in all of this. Can you describe how the influence of the elder women of Six Nations is felt in the protests that you're engaged with?
They're very they're inspirational. You know, they're strong women. They're amazing. I mean, they feel really emotional about what's happening, like, you know, to our people. They're feeling really they're feeling unified. You know what I mean? And I think that's one of the things I think that we have to thank the government for, is, like, you know, is to bring the people together. You know, the unity of our nation has come together because of the government. You know. And the clan mothers, in regards to decision making and, you know, like, the role playing that they play, like, you know, a really, you know, important role in what's happening here, you know, because without their support, we wouldn't be where we are today.
Okay, thank you so much, Nisha. I think we're going to have to let you go with our best wishes.
Yeah, just a word for Toronto there. I'd like to say, hey, this is Nisha. How's it going, Ojibwe Nation? We invite people to come out to hang out, or if you guys have anything to say to Dalton McGuinty, Jim Prentice, or Dave Ramsey, you know, like, just say, hey, you know, like, we're here. And also to give a shout-out to the people in Sioux Lookout, the Ministry of Natural Resources up in Sioux Lookout, Ontario, because they're raping our lands up north, too. So just to keep in mind that, you know, what's happening down here is hurting us up north, and that's why I'm down here, is to support the people themselves, so when the time comes, they can come up north and help us out, too. So, yeah, Chimiigwech, from the people of here, you know, we'd like to thank everybody, and we have a lot of people from Toronto here, and we'd like to say thank you, thanks for everything, and it's amazing, it's awesome.